History is taught in countless ways, but the most common tends to be via momentous events like wars, natural disasters, and political leadership changes. But what about art and music? Those often reflect the time periods in which they were created and can provide insight on what was happening and what people were feeling. That's the premise by which Marcy Hutchinson teaches history through art and music. She was a member of the history faculty at ASU and taught jazz from A to Z for a dozen years there. And she's with me to talk about the intersection of art, music, and history. Marcy, how vital is it to remember and understand the impact that arts have had on history?
Well, I think particularly music can be the soundtrack of our lives. Music, art, literature often reflects society, what's going on. It's our mirror to the past, if you will. But it also, with the intention of the artist included, artists usually use their art form as a way of being a forceful agent for change. Also, music can be a window to the past. It helps us hear the sounds and the emotions of a particular place and time. It takes us back immediately. We've all heard a song on the radio, and we know who we were with and what we were doing at that date, at that time. So it's a really great transporter to the past.
Do you think we lose touch of that? Because there are times where we'll hear a song and we'll remember some specific event, but we may not actually think of what was society like at that point, or what was it really like? And that's one of those things that strikes me about the course you've taught and the history that you've done.
The music is if it's taught within historical context, then we've got a framework. And it always has to be taught within historical context. You start with the history first, because if it's a reflection, well, what was it reflecting? And then it provides a meaningful framework for the music. And I've used this approach with band directors who are trying to get their kids to play this with meaning. Well, play it with feeling. Well, what the heck are they supposed to feel if they have no idea what was going on at the time? So historical context then provides the stage, if you will.
And that context that can be provided by music. That seems like an amazing concept.
Absolutely. And kids love music. They connect with music. I taught for 31 years. I never met a kid who didn't love music. And it's something that resonates with them, but it's also something that they can use themselves to say their own feelings and maybe even be a force for change in the society that they're living in.
So one of the broader issues that I wanted to talk about was this intersection of the African-American experience and the Jewish experience. You have some great stories about that. I think people may think about it in terms of civil rights in the 60s and whatnot, but it's been going on a lot longer than that. I think it's really interesting to see that through art and hear it through music.
Well, it's really gone on a lot longer than that. The historical context of our course is basically the Jewish migration to New York City from 1880 to 1924. And then a little bit later, but in that same time frame of the early 20th century, is the great migration of African Americans from southern rural areas to northern cities, but particularly a city like New York. That starts in 1950, and it goes through the 20s, slows down a little bit in the 30s, but then that first phase ends in the 40s. So they are coming to this tiny island at the same time. The cultural impacts, then, of both of those groups and the way that they intersect is absolutely fascinating. It tells us the story of how migrants find their voices and express themselves in the arts. But then when you're in a closed space like Manhattan Island, these two cultures are going to intersect, and eventually they're going to impact the dominant culture to the point where we don't even really know that the music that we're listening was really the product of these two groups coming together in New York.
How much does all of this sort of reflect the immigrant experience in America? It almost seems like art and music were many ways to either relate to being in a new place or to hearken back to the place you came from and sort of tell your experience through all of that.
Both groups have folk music. Jewish folks have klezmer music, and the black folks have blues music. And those musics intersect and find their way into American culture. They both have theater, both be involved in vaudeville. Folks have Yiddish theater, which is a very interesting form of theater because it tells the immigrant story, but it also gives some tips on how to navigate this American culture, and it's very interactive. The audience is expected to talk back. But on Broadway, both groups have amazing impacts.
Well, how much did New York itself reflect or influence what that sound was like, whether it's for Gershwin or Duke Ellington or people like that?
Well, New York is really very interesting because it's a place where the recording industry is the heart of the recording industry. And so it's going to bring these groups together. But we also have new inventions like phonographs and radios that disseminate this new music out to the masses. But they and their communities are so close to each other. For example, the Gershwin brothers moved 28 times in their childhood.
Wow.
Between Harlem and the Lower East Side. They're hearing both sides. It's a cultural center. Harlem reflects that, and so does the Lower East Side.
Marcy Hutchinson was a longtime member of the history faculty at ASU and taught jazz from A to Z for a dozen years there.